right. Welcome back. So I've got kind of a funny story for you guys, for those who are willing to listen. First of all, we've got a bit of a correction to make. The prayer night, the 29th, that is a Thursday. So it's going to be the last Friday of the month, which is March 30th. So for those astute, those of you who are astute, you can put that in your calendar. Yesterday was a really funny day. I was out driving for Lyft, which is how I make some money sometimes. And I picked up this woman, and we're driving. It was right about like sunset, which has been really nice to have those longer days now. And we're driving, and she's like, "Why is it getting darker?" And I said, "Well, it's getting darker because it's nighttime." And, you know, like, it's like I was really confused, really put off by this. Oh, thank you. It's just what I asked for. I think it will. So what she didn't realize was that it was not like 6 a.m. and she was not going on her way to work, but it was 6 p.m. and she had slept past her nap. And so she starts crying in the car like, "I don't have to go to work. What am I doing?" And I was like, "Oh, well, you don't have to cry about it. Like, that's quite all right. Like, you know, everybody makes mistakes and stuff." And she's like, "No." She's like, "I'm going to have to go home now, and I'm going to have to sleep with a Bible on my head and pray that the good Lord takes this away from me." She's like, "Don't ever get old. Don't ever get old, because you'll make these mistakes." And then she gets out of the car, walks to her house, and she's left her keys in my car. So talk about a rough day. I now have to go and return those keys to her this evening, as a good Samaritan that I am. But that was my vamp. And now we have our very own Sean Foster here with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. By the way, this is what I'm preaching on, by the way, but I found this. It was great. And I said, I got to get it for the church. God looked down on his paradise and said, "I need a caretaker." So God made a farmer. I wish there was a scripture there, but it's Paul Harvey. Annette, didn't Annette have something to share? Well, this has been like an eventful weekend. Is Roberto here? Not Roberto, Angel. Gosh, can you believe that? That was a blast from the past. Well, just so you know, Angel, he lost his grandmother this last week, so I did a funeral, and it was a blessing. Hey.
Hi.
So give her a big hug, too, and I didn't even see you over there. I'm so glad you came. It's great, but Angie Phyla came, and she was able to translate because some of Paco's family doesn't really speak. Some of Paco's family doesn't really speak English. So, right, your grandfather, right? So, anyway, give him a big hug because he loved his grandma. Yeah. That's all. I just was kind of, but it got you out from the hallway into here. So that's the whole goal.
All right, you got me.
Anyway, that's it, man. Were you going to share something? Someone said that Annette had something to share.
Now everybody knows I'm always late coming back from break.
Annette, reform.
No, it's so hard. I just wanted to share, while we were worshiping, this week I finally got to watch the Bible that Roma Downey put together on TV. Have anybody watched that series? Anyway, I finally started it this week, and it's been a rough, I would say, week, but it's been a rough winter and long season. And I'm watching while Moses is standing in front of the water, and the Egyptians are behind, and all the people are totally freaking out, sort of like me, and saying, this is impossible. This, everything's against us. The enemy's behind us. We're all going to die. And Moses kind of separated himself a little from that and went forward and really, I mean, he kind of threw himself before God and, you know, cried out. But his whole message was trust God, trust God, trust God. And he heard from God and saw God part the waters. And I'm, you can part the waters. What the heck can't you, you know, whatever. Dot, 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 fill in the blanks because you all have your own why the heck can't use. But it was, you know, it gave me some hope. And while we were worshiping and Jacinta's word of encouragement made me think, you know, we are all leaders. And we all can do what Moses did, step away from the problem, go forward, look in front, look at the impossibility, look beyond the impossibility and say, God, show up. Show up, mighty God, show up. And guess what? He did. And really, this is not so much a word of encouragement or exhortation to us to do that as it is just to say thank you. I was sitting there thinking about Sean and Steph. I'm not stupid. I see behind the scenes all the stuff they've pressed through for so many years and so many impossible things. And I have such the highest regard for them. For the way they do press through, not perfectly, but they never present like they're perfect, which is another thing I love about them. And, you know, like Moses, they go and they turn their back to the problem that's chasing them down. And I also want to just say how much I appreciate the worship team, because the worship team does that for us as well. It's a hard job to turn your back to all the crap that's going on behind you and the Egyptians that are chasing you down. It's really a hard job to go in front of that impossible Red Sea and cry out to God. It's an impossible task, but as we do it, we're going to lead. I don't care who you are. You know what? JL, Kaylin, Ashlyn, you are leading someone. Somebody follows you. Look at me in the eyes, please, girls. Somebody follows you. You're an influence. If you do good, somebody else will do good just because of you. And if we press forward, there's always, look behind you, there's always somebody following you. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you think nobody notices you. I don't care if you're the shyest person on God's green earth. Somebody follows your example. How sad do you feel when you read on Facebook that somebody bit the dust and committed suicide? Does it affect you? It affects me, even if it's not somebody I know, right? And these things can't be hidden. Even when you're in the dark and nobody has any clue what you're going through, the fact that you grit your teeth and you set your face like flint to pursue God and you say, God, I can't make it, but you can in me. But God. And somebody is going to follow. Somebody's going to follow. Somebody's going to have victory because you grit your darn teeth. Anyway, that's my word today. Thank you for gritting your darn teeth.
Thanks, Annette. That was a perfect intro here. You know, I must have spent, I typically don't spend this much time, but, you know, getting the word for the Sunday morning service usually just is a download. And they went to see Black Panther. I've been wanting to see it for months, and last night, and Stephanie ended up planning this and with Cole, and they went to see it, and I was bummed, but I'm like, I can't. I got to stay here and study, and, you know. Well, I studied all night and didn't get anywhere. I felt like, man, nothing feels right. This is just not. And so then this morning was a rough morning. Every morning's a rough morning for me anyway, just to be honest. it takes coffee and Jesus and lots of things to get me going. And but I really feel like the Lord spoke to me this morning. And what Annette was sharing is so true. But it's not just true of me. So many of you, so much of the body has been through such a difficult time, a season of real turmoil, conflict, perseverance, saying, I don't even know how I can make it. You know, it's just, it's so hard. But I'm really encouraged because I felt like this morning God said, it's a new season and I'm going to break something open. And we have to like shift our mind and our confession now. And I love what you said, turn your back on, because he's our rear guard. So if you want the rear guard to take action, turn your back on it and let him go after it. So I want to just share a little bit about this. And Stephanie went to Chuck Pierce Friday night in Boston at Roberto Miranda's church. And by the way, it was so cool. We took the youth group and it was so great, like, because I showed up late because I had their funeral. And so I went from the funeral in Manchester down to Boston and then drove back with them. But it was great. Like, this bus, Crossing Life Church bus, pulls right up in front of the building. And we just all kind of walk out and get in this bus. I'm like, I was like, wow. Like, felt like we're moving on up. We got a church bus. But it was cool because, you know, you're in Boston with all the traffic and everything and these crowds of people coming from this special service. And we just kind of walk out the front door into the bus and our faithful Dave Elaine is just like, load up on, we're ready to take off. And then he just goes off. It was great. It was awesome. So when you see Dave Elaine today, give him a big hug and a high five for taking the kids over there all the time and being so faithful. You might as well not clap because he's not here. he's out taking the kids across the street. So I want to talk a little bit. Last week we talked about right out of, I was going to say Abraham 15. See, this is Abraham 12. It's really Genesis 12. I'm telling you, you got to pray for me with all your hearts because it's a rough morning for Sean Foster. But we talked last week about this progression in Genesis 12 was, I will bless you, meaning we receive from God. And then this progression of, and you will be a blessing, meaning you will become something because of my impartation on your life. And then as this impartation begins to take you over and you become transformed, you will be a blessing to all the peoples, all the families of the earth. And it's this incredible progression of receiving from God, stewarding his transformation, his power in our hearts, and then beginning to release what he's put in us that all the families of the earth will be blessed. Man. And then we talked about, you know, our whole relevant, practical thing of land, wealth, and souls promised from God and how God is leading us into this place to receive the greatest harvest. And some of what I took away from Chuck Pierce, if you weren't there, which it was just a powerful time of prayer, impartation over our region. And the one thing that I got that was so confirming was he said, there is a new season being released on New England. And he encouraged us that we need to build a container for one of the greatest harvests ever. And this is what we've been talking about for like a long time, you know, years actually, is Lord, prepare us that we might, you know, embody, that we'd receive this wealth, learn to steward it. Wealth is in finances, emotions, well-being, spiritual health, you know, the riches of heaven that's been poured out to us as salvation, that we would begin to release that and bring transformation and a massive harvest of souls. Well, this is this morning, I was just encouraged by the Lord that this season of striving is over. And I feel like even last week, this whole message about becoming a blessing and the progression that we're in, it is time to turn our back on the conflict and the struggle. It doesn't mean it's not trying to follow us. It means that we're posturing our life and our heart and our mentality for, in faith, for a breakthrough and for God to be faithful to what he's promised. And I want to open up here with this right out of Isaiah 52, 1 through 12. It says, "Awake, awake, clothe yourselves in strength. Clothe yourself in beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean will no longer come into you. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, O captive Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the chains around your neck, O daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to reside there. Then the Assyrian oppression oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what do I have here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are being taken away without cause? Again, the Lord declares, those who rule over them and howl, and my name is continually blasphemed all day long. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, I am the one who is speaking. Here I am. How lovely are the mountains, are the feet of him who bring good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, you watchmen, lift up their voices. They shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion. Break forth, shout joyfully together, you waste places of Jerusalem. And I just, as I read this, I heard the Lord said, you know, break forth, shout joyfully together, you waste places of the Crossing Life Church family. You know, if the Lord has just ravaged your land of your heart or your life, break forth together joyfully. The Lord's comforting his people. He's redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of the Lord. And then he says, I'm coming to see you. So, and then I ran across this incredible devotion out of, it's called My Daily Meditation for the Circling Year. And it's John Henry Jewett, 1914. But listen to this. This is just all about this passage here. It says, there's wakefulness. Awake, awake. In the golden city, none will sleep. Everybody will be bright-eyed, clear-minded, looking upon all beautiful things with fresh and ready receptiveness. The eyes of them that shall see will not be dim. There is strength. Put on strength. There will be no broken wills in the golden city and no broken hearts. No one will walk with a limp. Everybody will go with a brave stride as the strains of a band, and no one will tire of living. And the inhabitant never says, I am sick. And there is beauty. Put on the beautiful garments. Bare strength might be attractive, but strength clothed in beauty is a very gracious thing. The tender mosses on the granite make it winsome. Strength is companionable when it is united with grace. In the golden city, there will be tender sentiment as well as rigid conviction. And these glories will be our defense, a positive virtue in our best rampart against vice. A robust health is the best protection against the epidemic. The prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. Oh, this isn't the scripture. It's like out of a, it's this, it's a devotion around what we just read in Isaiah 52 from 1914 from a guy named John Henry Jewett. And it was great. I have one more to read from him that's pretty awesome, but it felt so right. And when I read this, I was thinking about my morning, because when I wake up, the first thing that comes to is my mind. I don't know if it works with you guys too. I mean, probably, right? You're humans. Anyway, when I wake up, sometimes it takes my mind a little bit. Like sometimes I'll even say to myself, I'm like, where am I? I go through this for the first sometimes 10, 20 seconds and go, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing and who am I and where am I and what day is it? And it's this really tough situation. And then finally, 10 seconds later, I'll start going, oh, Sean Foster. Okay, it's sometime in March, I think. And then I kind of get my mind revving up to where I can be conscious. And then I usually get up. And if you notice, it's like this is the beginning of awakening for us. And I really, this is such a charge to us as a body. It's time to awake. Time to awake from the trials, the situations. I have such an overwhelming sense in my heart that God is ready to like kick cars that have been just kind of coasting in neutral into gear, and that it's time for people to be activated and just a releasing of his power and his visitation in our midst. So as we begin to like rev up and the Holy Spirit begins to move in our hearts and our minds, cause them to glow, we need to like let the word of the Lord begin to quicken our minds. It's the beginning of our awakening is the mind is being opened up to the things of God. We're awakening. We get clear minds, the illumination of scripture. And it's really this whole idea of beginning to see with new perspectives. You know, and it's powerful what we've been doing for 2-3 years with first principles of grounding our minds in the Word of God. It has been so important, critical to what God is getting ready to do right now in our hearts. And then the next thing, right, once you wake up and you start realizing who you are and where you are, it's your eyes, right? That's the next thing that, like, I know I'm alive and I'm awake. And I can now, I'm starting to feel senses. And then what do? You start rubbing your eyes, waking your eyes up. And it's this whole thing of the eyes of them shall not be dim. And as you are awakened, your mind begins to realize who you are. You are a child of God. He's called you. You have a purpose. There is a living God who has a plan for your life. And you start to register, oh, I'm waking up. God has a plan today for me. And then you start to rub your eyes and you begin to see. You begin to perceive and see and understand what the will is for your life and the plan. And then we come to this place of getting dressed. We put on strength. And I just love this. Bare strength might be attractive. But strength clothed in beauty is a very gracious thing. And there's nothing more beautiful than the armor of God. In Ephesians 6:12, let's just read this. It says, therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the evil day and having done everything to stand. Stand, therefore, girding your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. So this is important because, you know, too often we're passive and we just say, well, Lord, if you want to do something, just here I am. Okay? Well, he woke you up. You realize that you're a living being. You've rubbed the sleep out of your eyes, and now you can see. Now take initiative. Because it doesn't say, let the Lord gird you up and clothe you. It says, you put on the whole armor of God. And then it goes on every part of that armor that covers every part of your body. Take initiative. We've been given, I'm convinced of this, we've been given everything we need for this season of destiny by Christ. We've been given everything we need. We must begin to apply it to our heart with expectancy and faith. Listen to this other... There's another devotion by this guy. I just thought it was great. We're going to read Psalm 114 first because this is what the devotion's about. So it kind of gives us the backdrop of Scripture. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall observe it to the very end. Give me understanding that I might observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. I incline my heart. Here's another active verb, right? We take responsibility. We incline our heart to his testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. So, John Jewett says, the psalmist prays for an illuminated understanding. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. We are so prone to be children of the twilight and to see things out of their true proportions. Therefore, do we need to be daily taught? I must go to the school of the Lord, and in docility of spirit, I must sit at his feet. Oh, teach me, Lord. Teach even me. And the psalmist prays for rectified inclinations. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies. We so often have the wrong bias, the fatal taste, and our desires are all against the will of the Lord. Anyone been there? Do you know what it's like to fight? Your desires are against God's will. So you have to die. If only my leanings were toward the Lord, how swift my progress would be. I strive to walk after holiness while my inclinations are in the realm of sin. And so I need a clean mouth with an appetite for the beautiful and the true. Blessed are they that hunger after righteousness. And the psalmist prays for a strenuous will. Make me go in the path of thy commandments. You know, when I just read that, Will, I thought of you. I wonder why. But I feel like the word of the Lord for you is, Will, you'll be a man of will. And nothing is a failure. God is releasing in you such an authority that is going to shatter the strongholds of the enemy. Don't despise this season you're in because God is making you the man he's always destined you to be. Will. Listen to this next part. Oh, man, this is what like lit my spirit this morning. He is praying for go. I love it. One more time. He is praying for go. Once more, you just start getting it. I can't. He is praying for go. This just lit me because it's God It's time. It's time we turn our back on the season that we've been in of conflict and struggle. And believe me, we spent weeks and months identifying it, empathizing with it, saying, this is so hard. We know this is so hard. We're standing together. But now it's time to say, enough is enough. God says now, go. We turn our back, let our rear guard take care of the rubble and all the mess, and we begin to pursue him, and in faith we begin to step out and we press toward the promises that he's laid out in our heart. He is praying for go, for moral persistence, for power to crash through all obstacles which may impede his heavenly progress. And such is my need. Good Lord, endow me with a will like an iron pillar and help me stand in the evil day. Good job, John. Way to write, buddy. And I want to close before we kind of kick into gear some activation in our heart this morning, because what I envision is we take what we've learned this morning and we begin to respond in prayer and just begin to declare and pray over our own hearts that we would be prepared and activated in this new season. And so I want to read out of Ephesians 1. We'll start with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ. We're going to drop to 16, verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know the will, what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. Oh, man. So we want to begin to release over our lives and just begin to take some time for prayer here. Because I feel like this morning, you know, this is like, it's a charge to move on. And no one can make you move on. You have to decide for your own life, your own heart. You have to decide, it's time, the Lord's spoken. The word has resonated in my heart this morning. And I'm going to move on, and I'm going to turn my back, and I'm going to begin to walk and press forth in faith and believe God that he is going to be my rear guard, like he says. He'll fulfill my promise, and that I could trust him, that he's going to break forth before me. There's just that whole, where is that quote? I got to read it once more. It just charges you. He is praying for go, for moral persistence, the power to crash through all obstacles which may impede his heavenly progress. Oh, and such is my need. Good Lord, endow me with a will like an iron pillar and help me to stand in the evil day. So let's start with this. Let's take a few minutes, and I'm going to guide us through some prayer for about 10 minutes. Just a few minutes on each thing. And I want you to just lock in on Jesus and begin to pray along these lines. Let's start with praying for an awakening for our lives, a fresh awakening. An awakening where we're sensitized to the things of God, where our heart is filled with affection that, you know, and this is in faith. We're believing that God's going to do this work because he We love because he loved us first. We're awakened because he awakened us first. God's constantly moving and stirring us, but now it's like a time of the Lord, a Kairos moment, one of those times where we're just going to yield ourselves to his will and just allow us and make a step. So come on, take a few minutes here. Begin to declare over your heart and your mind. Tell your affections, tell your mind, tell your thoughts, tell your emotions. It is time. Be awakened to the Spirit of the living God. Come on, let's just take some time right now. Come on, respond to God. Come on, don't let that those cares and those trials and everything that is still trying to pull on our coattails, trying to tap us on the shoulder. Hey, wait, I want your attention. Don't even think of turning away from me. No, 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 I am turning away from you. I'm being awakened to what God wants to do in my life right now. Come on, take some time right now. Come on, we're just going to worship and pray into this. We're going through a phase here. We're commanding the mind to be awakened. Then we're going to rub the sleep out of our eyes. And then we're going to put on the full armor of God. And then begin to be activated in prayer. Come on, let's go. Let's focus. We're just going to focus a few minutes on each thing. And take time. Speak to your heart. Speak to your emotions. Speak to your spirit. Be awakened to the things of God. A few minutes on this. Be awakened to the things of God. Come on, you and God, pray. Come on. Lord, we're so hungry. We want this. We don't despise either those times of slumber and trial and winter seasons, because we realize, God, it's doing this very work now where we can enter into an awakening of the dawn. We thank you for the night. Otherwise, there wouldn't be awakening, God. There wouldn't be a sunrise. And so, Lord, we don't despise what you brought us through. We despise the trials and the agents that are trying to steal our affection and distract us from a new season. So now we look and we say, awaken us, O God. We speak to our hearts. We speak to our minds. Awaken. Rise up from your slumber, from your distraction, from your entanglement in the affairs of the world. Thank you for sunrise. Sunrise, the light of heaven breaking in. Breaking into every darkness, breaking into every distraction, every trial. Thank you for life and resurrection springing up in the face of death. Come on, speak to those dry bones in your heart to rise. Come on, if death is knocked at your door, if destruction, if dysfunction, if sickness, if addiction, whatever it is that's held you captive and distracted you, today's the day of breaking that off and saying, it is a new day, it is a new season, and I will respond to God.
You are Savior. You are refuge.
Raise up the bright-eyed, the clear-minded, who can look upon the beautiful things with fresh and ready receptiveness. Pray that light fills the eyes of the righteous in this place. Kingdom of heaven, break in. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. I just pray for supernatural revelation. Lord, the things that have been hidden, I pray for them to break forth in our hearts and our minds. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord God, that
the truths of Scripture, the ways of thinking, the models, the paradigms would come alive in our hearts like never before. Oh, we open our gates, our minds, our hearts, our arms, and say, fill us. Lord, come, come, and like a sunrise in our heart. Come on, now just in prayer right now, let's rub our eyes. And hey, if it helps, if you do it the natural, go for it. But let's pray right now that our eyes would be awakened, that the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, would grant to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that our eyes of our heart may be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of our calling and the wealth or the riches of His glory that is our inheritance and what is the surpassing greatness of His power. All this, Lord, in accordance to Your strength and might. God's strength and might is being poured out right now to help us to have eyes that see. Come on, let's spend a few minutes here. We're going to pray around this whole idea of eyes to see, eyes to see, eyes to see, eyes to see. Our calling, what He has called you to do. Eyes to see the wealth that He has made available to you. Eyes to see the power that's available.
Breaking off double-mindedness. He's breaking off double-mindedness. He's breaking off double-mindedness. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. He's breaking off double-mindedness. I'm breaking off my double-mindedness. I'm breaking off my double-mindedness. Let faith arise, let faith arise. I'm breaking off my double-mindedness. Breaking off my double-mindedness. I'm breaking off my double-mindedness. Let faith arise, faith arise. God, we're asking for that today, that we would be a people of faith, and that our double-mindedness would be broken today, where we keep turning to look at what's behind us, or when we get consumed with the impossibility in front of us, we break double-mindedness today in Jesus' name, and that our eyes would begin to see with faith, and we would see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is able. He is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever think or dream or imagine. So we break double-mindedness today. Father, forgive us for being a double-minded people. Forgive me for being double-minded. Expose it in us, God, and free us from it, that we would step out in faith today in Jesus' name.
Come on, keep it up. Respond to that. Come on. Lord, let it be. Let it be. Change these hearts, Lord. Do a supernatural work, we pray this morning. Eyes seen like we've not seen before, Lord. I pray for a breaking off of those scales and those shackles that You talk about, those scales over our eyes. Take off the crustiness, Lord God. Remove the scales that all would see in this place and behold the light of God. Come on, just respond to God. Ask Him. Come on, He responds to you crying out of your heart. We have to be activated in this. Ask Him, Lord, can You show me? Can You open my eyes to see myself in a way I never have before? Lord, show me. What have You called me to do, Lord? Speak to me now. I pray for such clear revelation in this place this morning. An awakening of what You've called us to do.
Only move the mountain.
familiar, because the familiar can it can just overcome us, and we don't even know it. So I just pray for breaking away from the familiar, and a willingness to rise and to be taken with you to something new, to something great, to something bright.
Okay, come on, let's respond in that way. Because, I mean, this is Holy Spirit-led stuff here. This is some powerful stuff. Right now, take a minute to repent for familiarity. You know, the Bible says discerning things by your own mind and your own intellect versus the Spirit of God that's speaking truth to you. Come on, let's just repent of that, all of us, because we all have it to some degree or another. Oh, Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, for judging according to human fleshly means. Forgive us, Lord. Come on, if he brings up an instance, just walk through it. Walk through it in prayer here. Lord, I thank you for safety and comfort, but I ask you to forgive us for allowing safety and comfort and familiarity to keep us from allowing new life and new growth and new things to happen in our midst, from allowing us to receive from the people that we know so well around us. I pray for a breaking off of that we would walk in a fresh expectancy to see you move through everything around us, even our workplace, our school, our relationships, our families. Pray for a breaking in, Lord, of these things.
And so God responds more to our faith than he does to our whining. So, Father, forgive us for whining and for feeling sorry for ourselves and for keeping our eyes on the problem and swimming in the little mud puddle of self-pity. Father, we speak what is true, and we expect you to respond, because you have put in us that seed of faith. You have spoken to us that you work in us to will and to do your good pleasure. You have given us that seed of faith. It is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory for every moment. Christ in us. Hallelujah.
Okay, let's move into this last place. Let's put on the full armor of God here. We prayed through awakening. We prayed that our eyes would be open to see. And now we're taking initiative, and we're beginning to place the armor of God. So let's just do this, each one of us. Take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Therefore, gird yourselves up, your loins with truth. Come on, just right now. Lord, come on. We just pray for truth to gird our loins. Lord, we pray that we would be protected, fortified with the living word of God, that it would become part of us because we've received it in our heart. We've done it. We've obeyed. We've heard the word and obeyed the word. We're doers of the word. Gird our loins right now with truth. Come on, let's put on the breastplate of righteousness now. This isn't righteousness of our own. It's righteousness acknowledging Jesus Christ, the Lord of our lives. Putting on his righteousness, abandoning your own self-strength. Come on, those of you with big chests, God gives you big breastplate of righteousness. His is always bigger. His righteousness is always bigger than our own righteousness and our own strength. Come on, just right now, respond to God. Place that on. Acknowledging Christ alone. Okay. Okay, let's put on. Let's shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel. Say, Lord, take my feet. Use my feet. Those things that carry me from person to person, from work to home to school. Lord, dedicate, consecrate these feet to bring the good news. Come on, if you've been hesitant, invite the Lord to help you to change. Lord, just pray and ask Him to put intentionality in your feet. Purpose, that your life and your goings and comings will have purpose. Okay, come on, let's take up the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Some of you have tried to use your own arms. Some of you have tried to use human shields. You've tried to use others, and you've blamed them on the fact that you've gotten hit by darts. Hitten by darts. That you've gotten hit by darts. Come on. Say, Lord, sorry for putting other people in other things. I take up your shield of faith right now. Your shield of trusting you, that you are able to protect me. You are my God. Come on. Okay, come on. Let's put on the helmet of salvation. Allow that helmet to protect your mind from those wicked thoughts, and when they do come, that you would cast down every vain imagination. Okay, we're going to close here with this sword of the Spirit. You know what that is, right? It's the Word of God that we use and we wield in prayer and petition, prayer at all times in the Spirit. So let's close here. We're going to close with just some declaration and confession over our lives and over our relationships, over our families, over our church. We're going to use the sword of the Lord to begin to declare and confess and put things into prophetic motion. Come on, let's do this. Come on, don't keep going, guys. Don't slow down. Come on, some of you might be kind of tired because you haven't prayed for more than 15 minutes. So come on, let's go. Rev up those prayer engines. Let's finish hard these last few minutes here. Come on, come back. I don't want to lose you. Come on, you're flexing your muscles now. And this is like the final with that sword. And you got to take the sword. You can't just sit and watch. You got to take your sword. And you need to confess the word of the Lord over your situation.
Bless the Lord of my soul, and all that is within me.
Come on, you know what you're dealing with. Your own personal situation. Take the sword and begin to cast it. You got it. It's voice activated here. Oh God, I pray for a visitation of the Holy Spirit on this place. And I pray that all those seeds of the Word that has been planted so deep over the past 2 years, 3 years, you would breathe upon them, that they'd begin to flourish and sprout up trees of righteousness, plantings of the Lord. And Father, I don't pray for a revival of the past to happen. I don't pray for the Great Awakening, the first or the second. Lord, I pray for an outpouring of your Spirit for this, for such a time as this, that would prepare us and awaken us and get us ready for the greatest harvest of souls this world, this earth has ever seen. Awaken us, God, awaken us. Let your kingdom come on this earth. Let your will be done. And Lord, I just pray right now. I pray for such a powerful move of the Spirit on every heart here. And I pray that, Lord, it would start today and continue to go throughout this whole week, Lord. Lord, I even pray that next Sunday there'd be such a cultivated work, that there'd be an evidence of expectation and fresh hunger, of healing, of places of bitterness and unforgiveness release, and that the effect would have an effect on the countenance of even our faces. Let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, can we just give like God a big thanksgiving? I'm sure there's coffee out there, but you don't need it now because you got the Holy Ghost. So be blessed, guys. Walk out. Walk this thing out. Cultivate it. You know, God started a fire this morning in your heart. Cultivate it. Keep it burning. Feed it with wood, the word of the Lord. Let him breathe fire on that in Jesus' name. Amen.